This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that an early warning about heavy rainfall and landslides in Wayanad district of Kerala was given to the state government on the 23rd of this month and again on the 24th and 25th of July. Intervening in the calling attention motion in the Rajya Sabha today on the devastation in Wayanad, Mr. Shah said that on the 26th another warning was issued. He mentioned that 9 NDRF teams were sent to Kerala in advance, but the Kerala government did not evacuate people in time. The Home Minister stated that the losses in Wayanad could have been minimized if the Kerala government had become alert following the arrival of the NDRF teams. Mr. Shah added that India is one of the 4 countries capable of providing natural disaster warnings at least 7 days in advance. The Home Minister reiterated the central government's unwavering support to the Kerala government and people to deal with the Wayanad tragedy. Minister of State for Home Nithyananda Rai informed that the centre has provided all possible assistance to the state government since the incident was reported. He said as per the latest reports, over 1,000 people have been rescued. Mr. Rai said teams from the armed forces, NDRF and SDRF are conducting rescue and search operations. A dog squad has also been deployed. Arun Singh of the BJP, John Brittas of the CPIM, Manoj Jha of the RJD, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, M. Thambidurai of the AIADMK, Praful Patel of the NCP, Harish Biran of the IUML, Saket Gokhale of TMC, Raghav Chadda of AAP, Muzibullah Khan of BJD participated in the discussion, among others. Meanwhile, death toll in landslide hit Wayanad district in Kerala has reached 165. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the union budget strikes a fine balance among priorities like growth, employment, welfare, capital investment and financial consolidation. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the debate on the union budget 2024-25 in the Rajya Sabha today, saying that the government believes in the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. The finance minister stressed that the budget has proposed unflinching support to cooperative federalism. The finance minister rejected the opposition's allegation of reduction in allocation in the agriculture sector. Ms. Sitharaman informed that 1.48 lakh crore rupees has been allocated for education, employment and skilling. The government today asserted that the bullet train project is moving on fast track. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said, for the first time in the country, a 21-kilometer-long tunnel has been constructed 30 metres under the sea as part of the project. He said 320 kilometres of the foundation work of the project has been completed and many initiatives are taking place under Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. The Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has cancelled the provisional candidature of Pooja Khetkar and permanently debarred her from all its future exams. The UPSC announced in a release that after examining available records, it has found Ms. Khetkar guilty of violating Civil Services Examination CSE 2022 rules. The commission had earlier issued a show cause notice to her for fraudulently availing attempts beyond the permissible limit by faking her identity. In Paris Olympics, the Indian contingent were in action in boxing, badminton and shooting on day 5 of the mega quadrennial event. In boxing, Olympic bronze medalist Lovlina Borgohain defeated Norwegian pugilist Suniva Hofstad to power into the quarterfinal of the women's 75-kilogram category. In archery, Deepika Kumari cruised into the round of 16 of the women's individual event, defeating Dutch player Quinty Rofen. In table tennis, Srija Ankula created history by becoming the second Indian paddler to enter the pre-quarterfinals at the Olympics. She defeated world number 52, Singapore's Jian Zhang. In badminton, PV Sindhu upset Christine Kuba of Estonia in a final group stage match to sail into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles. Lakshya Sen overpowered the world number 4, Jonathan Christie of Indonesia, to advance into the round of 16 of the men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.